Fans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By Amegy Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. In fact, the final edition of Texans Huddle for the 2015 season. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. I wasn't ready to call it quits yet, Mark.
Oh, my gosh. I was hoping we'd be going to New England or Denver somewhere. Instead, I'll be home. I got the honey-do list, which is like the Magna Carta at this stage. But here we are. It's the offseason. Got to get it underway.
All right, well, let's get this game behind us before we talk about the offseason and where we go from here. But, boy, it was a struggle from the get-go with that kickoff return, 106 yards.
Well, you can't start a game any worse than that, Patty. You have a kickoff return for a touchdown. You're down 7-0 before your offense can take the field and do anything about it. And then the offense starts turning it over. Brian Hoyer picks a bad time to play his worst game, 4 interceptions and 1 lost fumble, and you just never got going. As bad as things were, only down 13-0 at the half, multiple opportunities to get back into the game, but again, they kept throwing it to the wrong guy, and it ended up being a dominating victory for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, and you say they keep throwing it to the wrong guy. Obviously, that was Brian Hoyer. Mm-hmm. Clearly did not pick the right time to have probably the worst game of his career, as he stated himself. Just your thoughts on kind of what happened to Brian and maybe where he goes from here.
Well, look, he hasn't played as much as you wanted him to lately. You know, he played against Jacksonville and played okay, 25 of 40 in that game, the regular season finale, but just never got on track, had some pressure on him, did not deal with it well, clearly, and some of the throws are just way off target, ending up in the wrong uniform's hands, and Hoyer has to find a way to move on from this rebound. I don't know how they're going to handle this, Patty. I think this is going to be a big topic of discussion and debate throughout the entire offseason.
Yeah, absolutely, and as always, we look for some silver linings. There were a couple in this game. Alfred Blue had a pretty good game, kind of quietly, actually, and of course, you can't say enough about how Whitney Mercilus finished out the season.
Yeah, starting with Blue here, because Blue had 99 yards. If you tell me going in that Blue's going to get you 99 and you don't turn it over, I'm thinking it's a Texans victory, but you did turn it over, so clearly that spelled doom. DeAndre Hopkins also had a pretty nice game offensively for the Texans. But defensively, my goodness, you know, you spot the opponent a 7-0 lead. The defense held them to 2 field goals in the first half. One of those was on a short field after yet another turnover. So I thought defensively they played great. If they got any help from the offense, you might be looking at a Texans win. Even an average game from Hoyer might at least keep it close, if not win you the football game. I thought the defense was spectacular second half of the season and really for a lot of this game until the second half of the game when they kind of just allowed a couple of long touchdown drives, just couldn't stay with it.
Well, and it's hard to say you underestimate or don't take put as much stock in a team that's coming in with a 10-game winning streak, but I think a lot of us didn't. That is a very good Kansas City Chiefs team.
Well, what it is, and my buddy John Harris says it best, you know, they're long, they're big, they're physical up front. They make it difficult to run the football. They put a lot of pressure on the passer. The throwing lanes just don't seem to be there as they are against some other teams in this league. Look, you win 10 in a row, I don't care who it's against. It's almost like you're a heavyweight fighter at that point, you know. How good are you? Well, we've seen it. They're pretty good. Let's see how they do at New England.
All right, we've got a lot to talk about looking forward, but let's check in with head coach Bill O'Brien at his final press conference of the year following this game.
I haven't had a whole lot of time to reflect on the year, but definitely say that proud of this team, proud of these guys. They, you know, they overcame some adversity during the season and proud to be associated with them. Certainly not the way that any of us wanted the season to end. It's not good, and it's a feeling that'll linger for a long time. Okay, and I know for me personally, it's going to drive me to try to be a better coach, try to help this organization get to where we all want it to get to. Games like yesterday, you know, they really only have meaning if you build on them and use them for future success. Not really ready to give you a list of things that we have to change or improve. Obviously, the evaluations start right away. We meet with the players here at 11, and then we'll you know begin right away with our staff evaluating our season, strategically, personnel, schemes, everything. Every aspect will be evaluated. Rick Smith will do the same thing with his crew, and we'll get together and we'll figure out what we got to do to be better in the coming weeks. I know that J.J. Watt Spoke to you guys in the locker room, significant groin injury. Have surgery this week. J.D. Clowney, has a midfoot sprain, tough injury. Knew, later in the week that he couldn't, wasn't going to be able to run, plan off of it, and was frustrated by that. But he knew that he wasn't going to be able to play in the game. And then Kevin Johnson played in the game yesterday with a broken wrist. So we'll monitor that and see how that's going. But that's basically the injury update.
Tom Savage mentioned that he'd like to come back next year and not just compete for the starting job, but try and win it. Obviously, he wasn't able to play this year, but where do things stand with him in terms of how the organization views him, his development, and maybe having a shot to compete for the starting job next year?
Yeah, I think he was very attentive in meetings. I'm in a lot of those quarterback meetings, and he's in there taking notes. I ask him questions during the week every week, and, most of the time he's got the right answer. So, we like the way he throws the ball. So I'm fortunate what happened to him in the beginning of the season there in the preseason. He had a tough injury, where the shoulder got driven into the ground there, and we had to make a decision there. But we feel the same way that we've always felt about Tom, that he's a talented guy that has a chance to play. Every position is going to be evaluated.
Sure.
No year is anything like the previous year. Every year is different. This will be this 2016 team that we bring in here, and I think April 18th is when the off-season program is allowed to start, the 9-week program. It may look nothing like the team that we have right now, in some regards. And I think that has to do with every position. We evaluate it, and we look at it. We evaluate each other, coaching staff, the team and everything. So we're going to do whatever we got to do to try to make it better.
Is it safe to say you guys need to get faster on both sides of the ball?
I think everybody has to get better. So whether that's faster, smarter, bigger, stronger, whatever it is, skinnier, I don't know, but everybody's got to get better.
Bill, one of the things...
All of us, coaches, players,
because... But you can't get faster, can you?
No, but I can get skinnier and I can get smarter, so that's what I'm going to try to do.
Guys, some thoughts from Bill O'Brien, and clearly a lot to get to. Like we said, a lot of discussion and debate throughout the offseason. I want to say this about the head coach of the Houston Texans, though. He's a winner, okay? 4 seasons as a head coach, 2 at Penn State under really adverse circumstances, 2 winning seasons there, 2 winning seasons and a division championship with the Texans. That's 4 for 4 winning seasons. He's a winner. Now you got to get more stable and productive on offense and see where it takes you from there.
All right, we will talk about that and much more after this break. Stay with us.